British Sky Broadcasting presents Taxi, starring Queen Latifah as Belle, Jimmy Fallon as Washburn, Jennifer Esposito as Marta, and Gisele Bündchen as Vanessa. Directed by Tim Story, produced by 20th Century Fox, voiced by Willow Nash on behalf of MCS Agency. The Statue of Liberty stands silhouetted against a brilliant orange sky. The buildings of the financial district make up the skyline. A narrow backstreet of tall tenement buildings is lined with rubbish bins. A cyclist rides at full pelt, sending the rubbish flying into the air. The rider wears a helmet and gloves and expertly weaves in and out of the traffic and pigeons. The cyclist hops onto the pavement and through the door of Macy's. Shoppers, alarmed, jump out of the way. A woman squirts some perfume at a friend. It hits the cyclist, zooming through the spray. Back outside again, the cyclist is airborne, riding the crest of a hill. The cyclist takes off down the narrow street and, flying through the air, bounces with both wheels against the back door of a truck, lands back on the road and weaves off again through the traffic. Juddering down the steps of the subway, the cyclist goes through the barrier, down some more steps, through the open doors of the train and out the other side. The journey continues over a bridge and back outside again. The cyclist leaps a gap on a bridge over the water and continues passing down and out. Checking on an approaching lorry travelling along the road beneath the bridge, the rider pedals up the roof of a makeshift cardboard home and over the edge of the bridge to land on the roof of the lorry. The driver furrows his brow at the sound of the landing. The cyclist rides off the lorry roof and lands on the road in front of a 4x4, narrowly missing it. The cyclist flies into the building for the Mercury Messenger service.
Minutes 54 seconds. That's a new record.
Yes, my God, what you gonna do with the girl but love her and pay her? Give me my money. You still owe me money.
Hey, Mary, shut the hell up for a second here. As you know, today's Belle's last day. And I'll tell you this, you're the best man I've ever had.
Oh, come on now. I want you to know, I just stayed ahead of you because I know you enjoyed the view.
Anyway, we're all real proud of you for finally getting your taxi license. Knowing that you're behind a wheel and a taxi in our fair city makes us want to move to Albany. Listen, I seen these sparkle on the window and I knew they had your name on it. Come on, I thought it'd be perfect for you. Check it out, you're gonna love it.
Oh, wow.
This is you, girl.
It's a titanium supercharger!
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
That's a
dumb
taxi, Belle. It's
fast,
too!
Drive, Belle.
Please
don't leave.
You're a ton of
money. Don't leave us, please.
Don't leave us, please.
Hey, baby.
Let's go, everybody. I got the package there with a horse and buggy. Back to work.
So what you doing here, baby?
Well, I called him a favor. They let me take the rest of the day off. Wait, baby, who you wearing perfume for?
What? Oh, no. I cut through Macy's. I got tagged.
Uh-huh.
Why, you like it? Is it me?
Look, let me tell you something, baby. There's only one thing I like on you.
What's that?
And that's me. I got you a little something for your last day, too.
What?
Well, now you find out tonight. After a mind-blowing romantic dinner, date, and etc. Oh, hell no, B. Don't tell me you forgot.
What?
Don't
of course not. No, I didn't forget. I can't wait, baby.
Yeah, I know it may not be as exciting as that titanium thing you got.
My supercharger, you saw it?
Yeah, whatever, baby. Just trust me, all right?
I just got a 4 o'clock appointment at the Taxi and Limousine Commission to pick up my hack license. I'll be out of there by 4:30. And then I'm all yours.
B.
All
B.
Yours.
B?
Yeah.
4 o'clock was 5 minutes ago.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. All right, love you, baby. Lady, guys.
Hey, lady, come on.
I got an appointment.
No card.
Got an appointment.
Is everybody here with the appointment, okay? We take number like bakery. Please go to the back. Not come here for more than 25 years.
Right here. Take it. That's right there. Take it.
Hmm? 138!
The ticket machine shows they are currently serving number 74. It is nighttime now and Belle creeps quietly into her apartment, Her boyfriend is asleep in bed. The table is set for a romantic meal. A note on a plate reads, "What happened?"
Man. Oh, he bought candles.
She looks under a sheet, then taking hold of it, she pulls it off, revealing her new yellow cab. Checking her boyfriend is still asleep, she opens the bonnet of her taxi with a gleeful smile. It is morning now, and Belle proudly attaches her taxi license plate to her bonnet. She gets into the cab and turns on her roof light. Then she puts on her seatbelt. Putting the radio on, she smiles excitedly. Pulling the sun visor down, she looks at a photo of her boyfriend.
I'll make it up to you, baby.
Belle plants a kiss on the photo and drives out of the building. It is early morning and the roads of New York are packed with cars and buses, and the pavement's bustling with people. She rounds a corner and a man jumps in front of her, banging her windscreen with his hand and jumping into the back of her cab. She polishes his handprint from the screen.
Oh, hey, what the hell is your problem?
Come on, let's go.
What's wrong with you, man?
Cabbie, I need to get to JFK in 15 minutes. $100, I make it.
Woo. Done. Oh, you jumped in the right cab today.
Belle begins flicking various switches that raise the car up to alter the wheels for speed.
I don't usually stop for white guys. My way of balancing the universe.
Open vents on the bonnet and reveal super turbo double exhaust pipes at the back. Racing wheels are tightened into place. A huge spoiler drops into position and Belle pulls off the steering wheel and replaces it with a much smaller racing one.
That's 14 minutes.
Buckle up for safety, motherfucker.
The car screeches away, throwing the man back in his seat. Belle takes a corner, the wheels are smoking. She weaves in and out of the traffic. The man rolls from one side of his seat to the other. She narrowly misses some people on a crossing. They speed towards a lady's rear end as she leans into the back of her parked car. At the last minute, Belle pulls around her.
Actually, if I missed this flight, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Oh, no, don't worry. We'll be able to speed up once we hit the highway.
The man looks at her like she's mad and he fears for his life. She races past two traffic policemen on motorbikes. They pursue her. She spots them in her rear view.
Come on, man, what'd I do? Hey, look here, Hugo boss. You might want to hold on.
Belle flicks a switch labeled speed. The car goes into turbo drive, accelerating even faster. The man is thrown against the window. He starts to look queasy. The traffic has slowed right down and Belle weaves in and out of the cars, eventually driving down the center line between the two lanes. She stamps on her brakes and the man hits his head on the dividing glass. Belle swings into position amongst a whole queue of yellow cabs entering the airport. The attachments slide away into the car out of sight. Likewise, the number plate slides away and is replaced with another just as the traffic police arrive.
9 minutes, 28 seconds. Damn, I'm good. You know, damn.
The man staggers out of the car to a bin and retches into it.
I'm good. I am good.
Belle pulls away as three statuesque women in short skirts, sachet-like models, out of the terminal toward a man forcing their luxurious luggage into the boot of his car. Wow.
Come in, Clara, Vanessa. Don't you scratch them, you idiot.
The man nods nervously as the policemen ride by and catch the woman's eye. She smiles flirtatiously and gets into the car.
Here. It's all right.
A young black boy stands with a middle-aged white man on a street corner. The boy looks agitated. A coach pulls up and a man with slicked back hair and wearing a floral shirt and leather jacket appears at the door. He puts a sleazy-looking false moustache on and climbs down from the coach carrying a briefcase. He bounces down the road, distracting a couple of domino players with his funny appearance.
Where's this guy, man?
Over here.
This is the guy?
As the man approaches, the middle-aged man looks at him perplexed.
Yeah, that's him.
Let's do this.
It's cool, right?
Right. Cool. Come on.
They enter a doorway off the street. The man looks at his accomplice angrily, questioning the moustache with a gesture. The boy watches them go in before wearily shaking his head in despair at them.
They're in. No, Jeff. Okay. I'm going to fifth floor, number 22, okay? And don't try nothing.
It's an easy bust, the wash part. Don't do anything fancy. We clear?
Yeah. Nothing fancy, that's cool.
Stick to the plan.
The door is answered by a Latino-looking man. Another larger Latino rises from his chair. He wears a leopard print shirt. They nod hello. The large man opens a briefcase full of plastic phone cards. The middle-aged man picks one out of the case and dials the number on the back from his mobile.
Okay, it's good.
Got the money?
No, wait. Espérate, no me gusta. I don't like it, okay? I thought you said these guys are from Cuba like us, huh?
Tranquilo, chico.
What's the matter?
No, I'm not speaking to you, okay? You're not from Cuba, okay?
Hey, no. Forget it, okay? You know what? I don't like this, okay, man? No.
You don't like it.
I don't like it, okay, man? I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Oh, do you not speak English?
I don't like it. Read my lips. I smell something. What do I smell, huh? Huh? What do I smell? Huh? I smell setup. What am I smelling? Huh? What do I smell? Carnitas? Amigo? Pig! Huh? Okay, man?
Don't do this. You telling me that you don't trust me? That's what you're saying?
I'm only gonna say this once, okay? Your friend better come out from behind that door, okay? Or I'm gonna put a window in him.
The door opens and a man carrying a gun walks into the room. The large man looks apologetically at the moustached man. The other Latino holds out his hand to take the gun, laughing and grinning at the two white men. The moustached man laughs with them.
Okay?
You okay, man? What part of Cuba are you from?
Huh?
What part of Cuba are you from?
Havana.
Havana?
Oh, como nosotros somos de Havana, ¿eh?
Somos Havana. Ah, cigar!
Oh, hello, this guy.
The three of us have the same name. You must be brothers. Hey, who's your mother?
And I tell you something right now. If you guys ever in, Havana, you give me a call, okay? We'll have some tequila, some cerveza, you know, okay? I got okay. Mi casco, su casco.
Y funny. Este tipo es un comediante,
¿eh? Guapa.
You ask me where I'm from?
Yeah.
What part am I from? Yeah. What part of Havana?
Yeah.
You know, on the, I live around the corner of Castro Street. Do you know? So.
The show's over, Pete!
The middle-aged man, Frank, is shot as the moustached man lunges at the gunman.
God damn it, Washburn!
The Cubans escape with the money.
How could there not be a Castro Street in Cuba? That's insane.
Oh, shut up,
Washburn. Right? Am I right?
Vamos.
Hey!
Stop! Get in the way!
Oh, come on, let's go.
Frank, you can't drive your arm like that. Give me the keys!
No way!
Come on!
Oh, he's it.
Give me the keys!
Okay.
Washburn jumps into the driver's seat.
Be careful. Okay.
All right. Put my seatbelt on.
Okay,
my hands are 10 and 2. Okay, I have to move the seat.
Okay.
See that?
Okay.
Like that. Too close. Okay. Back more, back more, back more, back more. Back. A little back. Back. Oh, that's good. All right, well, mirror's checked. Can see back. Can see side.
Watch, maybe.
Ah!
Okay.
I got it, dude. I got it, man. Hand signal because I'm coming out. Coming out!
There. Go!
Go! Rock and roll, dude! Yeah!
The car shoots backwards in reverse straight into a shop's vegetable display. Washburn looks defeated and in shock. He rips off his moustache in frustration, at which point the airbag in the steering wheel blows up in his face. Later, Washburn strides through the busy police department office still in his costume. His co-workers snigger as he finds a book entitled Driving for Dummies on his desk.
Sorry, Marta. Lieutenant.
Sorry,
Lieutenant.
Andy, I know this is hard for you, especially coming from me.
Kind of feels weird calling you a lieutenant.
Well, you may not have to much longer. I mean, look at this. There's $40,000 in damages, Andy. This is two lawsuits here. And this? Have you seen your face on the cover?
Oh, there's a better picture than
that.
Oh,
shut up. I'm sorry, Andy, but this is just not easy for me. Look, you're a good cop. You're a terrible driver. What is it with you?
Everyone has their weaknesses, okay? Superman has kryptonite, Indiana Jones, snakes, you know, Whitney Houston has Bobby Brown, or vice versa. I trying to make the department look good, trying to make you look good. I mean, you look great, by the way. I'm not saying you don't look good. You're not like, you know, you look...
Right, okay, good. Oh. Enough.
You look like a lieutenant.
Shh.
Beautiful.
All
right. Hot. Shh. Professional.
Three cars you totaled. Cop or no cop, that is 11 points on your license. It's gone.
No, don't take my license, please.
It's gone.
Come on, don't you...
You're not going to need it for your next assignment.
At the lockers, Andy Washburn finds the newspaper front page picture of the crash and one of him and his moustache stuck to the door. He rips it off and kicks the door in frustration.
Sorry, babe, but that line at the TLC was ridiculous.
I called for hours.
Look, all right.
I had wine and satin. She's like, I even bought candles.
Babe, no, do you realize what I had to go through to get that hack license?
I won't be late.
Yeah, well, you better not be. Because today I pulled out all the stops.
Baby, I promise I won't. For real.
5 o'clock at the restaurant.
All units, robbery in progress. Manhattan Savings and Loan, 36 and Broadway, suspect.
Freeze, police officer! I'm gonna need a car for a fifth!
A multiple car pileup develops as one after another cars screech to a halt just in front of Washburn, who stands in the middle of the road with his badge in his hand. Washburn smiles sheepishly and quickly slinks away out of sight. He jumps into the back of Bell's taxi, which is parked on the side of the road.
I love you too.
Hi, 36 and Broadway, Manhattan Savings and Loan. Step on it.
You know that's only...
Yeah, step on it, thank you.
The taxi wheel spins away from the curb. Washburn is thrown back in his seat. Three suited men in black masks and dark glasses exit a bank, carrying cases and guns. They dump black sacks into bins and carry on to their getaway vehicle. They put the cases in the boot of the waiting car as Bell arrives outside the building.
Okay, that'll be 2:30.
Hey, I'm not beat, man.
Okay, now you owe me five because I had to...
Get out of the way! Freeze! We gotta hop the suit, go.
Do what? You still owe me $5, man.
Maybe I didn't make myself clear, right? I'm commandeering your vehicle. Follow that car. Don't worry about speed limits, street lights, nothing. You're with me.
All right, but I'm still running this meter.
Bell smiles a wicked smile and speeds around a refuse lorry. Washburn looks nervous as Bell reveals her control panel of special switches and dials. She flicks the switch for vents and they rise out of the bonnet.
Go!
Hold this one. Hang on.
Bell turns her speed switch and they are propelled forwards. They are chasing a bright red shiny BMW driven by the robbers. Both cars weave in and out of the traffic.
Got it, baby!
Inside the BMW, the robbers remove their shades, masks, and moustaches. They are the women from the airport. The driver is the Portuguese woman, and she shakes her long blonde hair free. They speed around a corner, narrowly missing a couple of pedestrians. Bell follows them close behind. The blonde driver of the BMW looks at Bell in her rearview mirror. Her front seat passenger asks, "What's going on?" She replies, "Don't worry about it." Back in Bell's taxi, Andy prepares his gun.
Whoa, yo, man, be careful with that.
Careful don't bag the bad guys. Here's the plan. You think I'm gonna go left, then you go right, okay? I'll lay a little suppressive fire down for my pistolito.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just...
Drive! Drive the car, drive! Don't look at me, look at the road!
Come on, Vanessa, just lose them. Vanessa swerves around a couple of cars while back in Bell's taxi, Andy reaches through the sliding glass window into the back seat to reach his gun that he accidentally dropped there. He is struggling to reach it, and much to Bell's annoyance, puts his bum in her face.
Oh, come on now.
Aww. Come on.
What the hell are you doing?
I gotta get
it. You, the steering wheel.
Andy traps his foot in the steering wheel and drives them completely off course. Bell manages to regain control and chases Vanessa down a narrow side street. Andy finally grabs his gun, but with the force of the turn, it goes off in his hand and fires out the back window.
What the? Oh.
Bell slams on her brakes.
Hey, why'd you stop?
Hey, man, watch that thing. It's a dead end, ain't going nowhere.
All right, let's do this thing, baby. I'm gonna get my
verb
on.
You're talking to me, you're gonna... You better not be talking to me. I know you ain't...
There's nowhere to run!
The BMW spins 180 degrees to face Andy as he approaches.
Damn.
They speed towards Bell and Andy. Andy begins shooting. Bell jumps into her taxi. Andy shoots their tires before leaping into a pile of rubbish. Bell wheel spins out of the street in reverse. Andy falls out of the rubbish tip covered in muck. The BMW is nose-to-nose with Bell's taxi. It starts to overtake. Coming alongside, Bell is amazed to see a woman at the wheel. Vanessa smiles at her with admiration. A lorry is backing across the entrance to the street. Vanessa just manages to squeeze through the narrow gap and escape. Bell slams on her brakes and stops just before hitting the lorry. Andy runs up to Bell as she gets out.
Damn!
No, they got away. Damn!
You shot my taxi!
You calm down now, ma'am. Calm down, all right? No need to get upset.
No need to get upset?
Yeah.
What? Out of your freaking mind?
Hey!
I've been working on this car for 5 years. Who is gonna pay for that?
See this? This is a badge, okay? That means you're not allowed to scream at me!
Bell grabs his badge and screams at him.
Come on now, give me the badge.
Hey.
Come on, give it back. Come on now. Give me that. Give it! Hand it over, cabbie.
Man,
nice and easy.
All right, man. Damn, be cool.
Be cool? I had to flip and pull this out of my ankle holster. Now give me that and shush.
Okay, be cool.
Shh.
All right.
Shh.
Here, take your badge, man.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, now what?
Huh?
I only right. being pointed at you. Not that. Give it to me.
Quick, come in.
Drop your weapons and your hands in the air.
Ooh.
It's okay, I'm a police officer.
Okay, slowly show me your badge.
Okay.
Give me the badge. Give me the badge.
No!
Throw it over here.
Bell snaps the wallet shut in defiance. Andy narrows his eyes at her.
I can't. She's got it.
Freeze!
Wait.
Is it freeze? Washburn. He's such a loser. Washburn! You took a cab to a bank robbery? You thought that was okay?
What? Yeah. I was the closest to the scene. If you hadn't taken my wheels, I would have nailed them.
I didn't take your wheels. You drove your wheels through a bodega, and you killed Detective Manuel's parrot.
Detective Manuel knew what he was risking when he took the parrot on the stakeout.
Oh.
So,
I can't believe
ridiculous.
It.
Of all pets, I mean, it's the one that talks.
What is that smell?
I know, I let you down.
Mm-hmm.
So see what's happening?
Mm-mm.
You're getting emotional, and
You're taking it way too personally.
Personally?
Yeah.
I'm your lieutenant. Of course I'm pissed off.
Come on, Marta. That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about us. Us.
What?
Us. I'm talking about us.
You think that I... And you...
I got it. Got it. I'm with you.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I'll be right there. The FBI's here. I'm gonna do something to you later.
Mm-hmm. Washburn!
The lieutenant leaves the office. Washburn follows her into a briefing room full of mainly men and one woman. She strides to the front. Andy takes a seat.
So, did you pay by the mile, or is there a flat rate for chasing bank robbers?
Quiet. Quiet. Please give your attention to Agent Mullins, FBI Armed Robbery Unit.
Thank you. Stay with this morning's robbery. Watch close. Goes by pretty fast. Four cameras, four perfect shots. In and out in 35 seconds. But then you have the witness's statements. Yeah.
Miss Williams, I'm Lieutenant Robbins. This is Agent Mullins with the FBI. We want to ask you a few questions.
Am I under arrest?
Well, no.
Then I ain't answering no questions until somebody tells me who is paying for the damage on my cab and when do I get it back.
Miss Williams, I'm afraid your vehicle's physical evidence now. We have to run ballistics tests.
Ballistics tests? On what? We already know who shot my cab. It was that stupid idiot right there with that dumb look on his face.
That's not fair. Agent Mullins wasn't even on the
I'm
scene.
I'm talking about you.
Me?
You shot my back window out. You could have shot me.
You don't talk to me like that.
Talk to you,
you don't
out
talk
all
like that. You... All right, get him out.
Take his stinking ass out of here.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
That is the FBI in there. You need to calm down.
Somebody better talk to him.
Sorry about that, dude. Sir, the adrenaline's still pumping, you know what I'm saying? I had a crazy morning. I'm a little out of line, and I apologize.
Take the Washburn, you were the first one on the scene, correct?
Yes, I was. I was the first one on the scene.
My first instinct is to give you a shot at leading this investigation. However, I spoke with you, Lieutenant. You're off the case. Permanently.
What?
Nice meeting you.
I know.
The FBI man sniffs at the smelly Washburn before walking away. Marta gives Andy a look of disappointment, then turns to go.
Marta, you can't, Lieutenant, you can't...
Enough. Now go clock in. You're late for your shift.
I already told you everything I know. You can't hold me. Now I want my cab.
Says here you did a year in juvenile hall.
It's supposed to be sealed.
Joyriding. Graduated the reckless driving. Fleeing the scene of an accident. Look at this. Moving violation.
Come on, everybody got a few tickets.
Not 75. And not on a bicycle, Miss Williams. Officers at the front desk will give you the forms you need to fill out. As far as your car's concerned, you'll get that back when we're done with it. 2 weeks, maybe longer.
2 weeks? Come on, man, this is bullshit. That's not just my car, that is my job. What am I supposed to do? Give people piggyback rides to the Newark Airport?
One more question. Did you ever get close enough to see the guy driving the car?
No, sir. All I saw was their taillights. Can I go now?
All right, here we go. Didn't I say 5 o'clock? Where the hell are
Jesse.
You?
Jesse.
I feel like a damn fool, B, thinking you actually be here on time.
I tried.
No. I'm tired of hearing excuses, okay?
Look, I'm sitting in my cab, right? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy jumps. Hello? Baby, Jesse, what the hell could be so damn important?
Back in the restaurant, Jesse opens a small box holding a sparkling diamond engagement ring. He closes his phone and walks out.
Freaking day I had.
Hey, Miss Williams.
You again.
Hey.
Go ahead, talk.
I just want to talk.
Well, talk then.
I can get your cab back. Come on. You gotta help me first. Okay, just hear me out. They got five detectives on this case. We gotta catch these guys first.
All I got to go on is the M.O. Modus operandi. That's police jargon for
I know what it means. It's not police jargon, it's Latin.
Right.
Whatever, it's both. They're pretty quick, though. They were in and out in, like, under a minute. That's real pros. Witnesses said they're either Spanish or Italian.
Nah, I think they're Brazilian. They're speaking Portuguese.
You sure?
Confia em mim. My first job was delivering food at Gascarias Junior.
Brazilian? This is huge.
Hey, why are we not doing this at the station?
Sometimes a good cop's gotta bend the rules so that laws don't get broken.
Know what I'm saying?
I'm not afraid to live outside the law.
You're living outside of your mind. That's where you live.
Well, the reports here say that the man driving is about 5'10".
Nope. No, 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 no. If that was a man, so am I. She looked like a model. Tan, a blondish hair.
All right, as I was saying, it was a woman driving, mm-hmm. and she was driving a Mercedes, an Audi. She was driving, definitely saw her driving a BMW.
Right. Yeah, but not just the BMW. It was a 760. Mm-hmm. But the engine sounded lighter.
You're light, yeah.
Now, with that much torque, she had to have an inboard torsion damper system with a push-rod bell crank and double wishbone arrangement. Wait a minute, you shot her tire out, didn't you?
Yeah. Standard OP. That's police jargon.
But she kept on going. Because she had run flats.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She had runs flats on.
Armored tires. They seal themselves with a gel when they're punctured. Now, they're good, but they only go for about 50 miles. Mm. So if she wants to drive that car again, she's going to have to get a new tire. And there's only one place to get that tire around here. Lou's Garage in Secaucus.
What are we waiting for? Let's hit it.
Take my ride.
All right.
There's my baby right there.
This is your unmarked car?
We found her.
A Daewoo? Man, I know people. I can't be seen in this thing. Open the door. I don't want to get Daewoo on my hands.
Buckle up for safety, everybody. Hard to do it with my holster on.
Okay, we're good. Good, wipers work. 10-2, mirrors work. And here we go. Damn.
Whoa!
Little dink.
Man.
That's why you got bumpers, kid.
You trying to kill me?
I'm not a perfect driving robot.
I know. What are you doing?
Here comes Junior. Here comes Junior.
Oh, shit. Stop. What the hell are you trying to do? A 78-point turn? Can you get us out of the spot?
Yes. Everyone just chill out.
Be real cool about it.
But God damn.
Now I'm turning the wheel.
What the... Oh, my God.
Everyone be cool.
No, stop.
What? What do you want?
What's the problem here?
Get over there.
I got shotgun.
Get your ass over there. You got insurance? Because that's what I'm going to need. That going to whiplash. You got a driver's license?
Let me get my belt on.
Who gave you a driver's license? That's what I want.
They drive over a bridge in the sparkling sunshine.
Okay, after I show you this place, I'm going to get my cab back, right?
Deal.
Because I don't really trust you.
Look, as soon as I know this is the place, go back to the station, I'll get you a cab back. This is it?
Yep. If they're getting that car fixed, they gotta come here. So what now?
We wait.
Belle flops her head back in despair. Day turns into night over New York City as they sit outside a Breakers Yard compound. Andy has changed from his uniform into his civvies.
You can open your eyes now. I'm done. You didn't see my nads, did you?
Man.
So, you got guy problems, huh? Overheard you and your man on the phone. Want a little bit of wisdom from the man side? I'll give it to you. Men are like cats, you know? Sure, we'll play with the ball of yarn. Unless you want us to play with the ball of yarn. Trick is, hide the ball of yarn.
Don't hide it where you can't find it, you know? Hey, what's the ball of yarn doing in the fridge? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, cops are supposed to talk to each other on stakeouts. It helps the mission go by faster.
Would you please shut up?
Okay, that's cool. You want to be quiet? That's cool. No room for chit chat. That's fine. I don't care. I don't need to talk. We just sit here in silence. So are you in the cars, or? I mean, what got you into cars? I mean, were you always into them? Did you just like stumble upon them?
Damn, my grandpa, okay?
Yeah. What? He loved driving, or?
Yeah, he was a mechanic. Taught me everything I know. We used to live next to a track.
So you used to go to the track all day? That's fun.
No, we didn't really go that much. I mean, we went to a couple races. But mostly we would just listen to the races together. I could hear those cars, hear those engines. I got good. I got to the point where I could tell who won the race without even seeing it. Yeah, driving NASCAR, that's my dream.
Wow.
Wait, let me ask you something. Why would you take a taxi to a bank robbery? I mean, I've never seen that.
I got in a wreck in my last gig. Bad guys got away, my lieutenant flipped out. Put me back in the beat. No vehicle.
Oh, man.
What makes it worse, me and my lieutenant used to date. Yeah, we went to academy together.
Okay.
She got promoted. I didn't. You can cut the sexual tension with a knife.
The BMW approaches.
Shh! Look. There they are.
Oh, man. Yep, that's her. That's her. So what we gonna do now? I mean, we gonna call it in, right?
Call it in. By the time we get back up, that super be cold. We going now, baby, now.
Andy gets out of the car and squeezes through a chain link fence. Once through, he is punched swiftly in the face by one of the women robbers.
Shoot! Oh my God, Dave, please, I'm sorry. I take back everything I said. Stop for me.
The woman taps on the glass with her manicured nail. Belle lowers the window, smiling sweetly.
Hi. I'm not actually with him. He's like...
The woman punches Belle in the face. Belle comes round in a garage where she is strung up by her wrists. She shakes her head, attempting to realign her jaw. Andy hangs beside her.
You okay?
Yeah.
Damn.
Andy looks to the four women talking in Portuguese. One of them takes a knife and cuts the rope they hang from. They collapse onto the floor. Vanessa points a gun at Belle and Andy. One of the gang argues with her.
What
are they saying?
The redhead is saying she doesn't want to kill a cop. So if we just play it cool, then they'll leave us here tied up.
Okay, play it cool. Play it real cool.
Okay. Hey, what was that wink for?
Shh. Hey, trust me.
No, man. What was that about?
Shh. Trust me.
Trust you?
Yeah.
Trust you?
Yeah.
No way. No. Hey, excuse me. Excuse me. No mean to interrupt. He's gonna do something. He just winked at me.
And what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
I got a problem getting shot. Did you frisk him?
Come on.
See, frisk his ass again. He got at least one more gun on him. Cavity search him.
I do not, I swear.
He got a gun and he's going to use it. He crazy.
Whose side do you want?
Mine.
Revista ele de novo, esse babaca aí.
Okay. You want a strip search? Ah, is that what you want? Look, it's nothing on my sleeve here, huh? What do you want, to check my shoes there? Ha!
Andy wraps his jacket around the gun, snatching it up. He shoots the chains holding a car aloft. It crashes to the ground. Belle and he run into an office and close the door.
All right, Your Honor!
Man, you're more dangerous than they are!
Andy turns the taps on two gas cylinders.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
I'm evening the playing field. Best flammable gas. They won't be able to shoot this whole place up below.
Man, we still in this place, you jackass! Turn that off and let's wait for the cops to come. The real cops!
Andy snaps the tap off the cylinder head.
Oh my God.
Oh. Oh,
man!
You smell that, ladies? That's nitrous! One shot, boom! Now, do you want to handle this hand to hand? Man to chick, then we'll go home. Hello? Hello? Ace Dumptura, they're gone. They're gone! They're gone! They're gone! Not there.
He snaps off the door lever.
Come on, we gotta go!
Oh, damn! This thing's jammed! Oh, man. Oh, dumbass. You can't die from nitrous oxide, can you?
Ah,
he's laughing, Jess. I hate you, man.
What's that?
I hate your freaking guts. Ow! You gotta be the dumbest cop I ever met.
Outside, a police car pulls up, its lights flashing.
We gotta go. We gotta
get out. Okay, we gotta get
out. All right, okay, open the door. Open the door, man, move. You stupid. Turn the freaking knob. Oh, we died on fire. No.
They will can't take
us. Come on.
Drop the weapon. Freeze.
Oh.
Okay. This does not look good. Here's the plan, all right, ready? Okay, when he comes by...
Suddenly, there is an explosion. Belle runs away.
Or that.
Hey, wait for me, Belle! Belle, wait up!
They've gone around the backside of the building. We need to go.
Later, Belle and Andy are on a police boat.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go back to the station and search the files.
No. Hell no. We ain't going nowhere. You coming back to my house with me to tell my boyfriend where I was. Because I had a man when I went to work today.
Okay. That's the least I can do.
Damn straight. The most you could do would be to get my cab back.
You'll get your cab back when I catch these guys. Girl. Women. Not before. I'm getting a little sexy sick.
Mm-hmm.
Andy looks queasy, balls his fist into his stomach, and swallows.
Swallow it.
I don't know if this is gonna work, so just hurry up and show him your badge, okay? Because he's sensitive and he is pissed off.
All right, I got your back right here. I owe you one.
What the hell? Jesse! Baby, you home? Wait, I can explain. I was with this guy all night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go home with him, Belle, because I'm tired of hearing your apology.
First of all, don't take that tone with me. I ain't apologizing anyway.
I'm trying to explain. I've been waiting here all night.
Because you also been waiting here all night.
I got this. I can handle this, all right? I can totally handle this. What's up, Brent? How you doing, man?
Yeah.
Here's a dilly, yo. I know it seems weird, your girl hanging out with the skinny, pretty good-looking white dude, but hey, I'm a cop. My name's Detective Washburn.
At least let me explain!
Oh, no, not again. He's gonna give it back, right? What's that sound?
Blowtorch.
What? Okay. Blowtorch! Hey, Jesse! Thank you. Can I have my...
At least let me explain! Damn!
I was wanting a money clip.
What the hell was that?
It was my badge.
You know what? Fine. Forget it. I'm gonna just let him cool off.
Hey, wait up.
I mean, I know you for 7 hours. I lose my cab, my boyfriend, and my apartment. You batting 1,000, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not enough you screw up your own life, huh? It's your place?
No, I figured we'd stop here and get something to eat.
You actually have a girlfriend?
Mom!
Hey, Mom.
Sweetheart! I love you!
Mom, I brought company.
Oh, nice catch. Jungle fever.
you know me.
Excuse me, I'm not his girlfriend. I ain't even his friend.
Mom, Belle here is a cab driver, and she witnessed a bank robbery. She needs a place to stay.
Get in here!
Come in!
Come on!
Come in!
Oh, you must be starving.
I have got the number of a joint that makes a General Tso's chicken. It'll knock you on your goddamn ass.
Woo!
Your mom's drunk, huh?
Always.
Andy's mom blends herself a cocktail and then looks suspiciously at Andy, who eats noodles.
Where's my Daewoo? Andy, did you do something to my car? Andy, look at me, darling. You didn't drive through another bodega, did you?
That was you?
What?
That was you on the cover of the Post. Ooh, you killed that parrot.
No.
Mom, what'd I tell you about talking official police business, all right?
Sorry.
He had the mustache. I didn't recognize you at first.
See, they took his license away. There was a third car that he totaled. He even wrecked one of those big armored machines, you know, with the battering rams.
Who the hell gave him one of those?
He just mowed down three mailboxes like that. That's a federal offense.
Yeah.
Mom.
Andy is not a really strong driver. See, he had a really bad experience when he had his first driving lesson, so...
Driving lesson? You call that a driving lesson?
Mm. Yeah.
Dad let go of the wheel and said, you better steer or else you're gonna kill the whole family.
Yeah, it's good for you.
We were going 90, I was 6.
That's right, and that's the way he taught you to swim.
I can't swim either.
Well...
Can we drop it?
Okay, sure. What?
Mm. Okay, Mom. Mm. Lock it and down your... Then your brassiere goes.
Andy's mom puts her hand to her head.
Oh, mommy's getting the spins. Woo! That's it for me. That's it for the kid. Why didn't you take good care of this little girl? Daddy will be so proud.
Mommy, thank you.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Mom.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you too.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, she'll be back.
Where's my drink?
There it is.
I couldn't.
Don't forget that. Mom, the bedroom's that way.
Okay, sweetheart.
Oh, you're just getting the blender.
Oh yeah.
That's a 38-ounce blender, yeah. You know, it is getting late. Do you want to just crash at my place until your dude cools off?
Like I have a choice.
They come out of his mum's place onto the landing. He turns to the door right next to it and puts his key in the lock. Belle walks on and then turns back to Andy incredulously.
Stop playing. You live next door to your mom's?
Makes her feel safe.
She must not have seen you in action, huh?
They go in and shut the door.
Oh, God, it feels good to lay down.
Andy springs childishly onto the bed, landing on his front and hugging his pillow.
Good night.
What kind of grown-ass man lives 10 feet away from his mama?
I wouldn't talk so much, Isabel Precious Williams.
Who told you about my name?
It's in your record. Precious.
My precious. Go ahead, say it again. Say it again, see what happens. I dare you.
Andy turns his eyes sharply away, staring down like a naughty boy. Belle mutters as she begins to fall asleep.
Precious.
It is the next morning and Andy enters his room. He has morning hair, all tousled and sticking up.
You know, I was just thinking, I remembered something. The girls kept saying over and over again to each other, kept saying, nice dude, that's yours. Hey, my dude, that's yours. Yeah, mais duas tiradas.
Mais duas tiradas?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That means two more withdrawals.
I want 5 cars on 14th and Broadway waiting, and I want them now.
Hey, I've made a major break.
Get out!
I made a major break in the case.
Oh, really? Does that explain why they found a car registered to your mom on fire in front of a shadow?
Yeah, it's not important right now. What's important right now is they're going to rob another bank.
First Financial at Leonard and Church. And they hit 2 minutes ago, and they're still inside. So I am busy. Now sit down.
Damn, man.
Belle and Andy sit down outside Marta's office.
Yeah, backup units are on their way. Sit on them. Do not let them leave.
Man, I don't think there's sexual tension between you two. I think that is genuine tension. Like, she gonna fire your ass tension.
Can't stand this. You know what's gonna happen? They're gonna catch him and we're gonna miss the whole thing.
Please. Ain't no cop gonna catch that woman.
Oh, yeah, and you can, right?
I have my taxi.
Right away. And keep me informed.
Let's take a walk.
Marta slams down her phone and then notices Washburn and Bell are missing.
Find Washburn, now.
Eddie B! Washed up! Hey, I'm gonna need your help, man. I gotta get the,
Crown Vic.
Crown Vic.
Here, all I need are the signatures. The two officers, man.
Two. Perfect. One, two. You know Lieutenant Williams, right? Williams from SWAT.
Oh.
She's a jiu-jitsu master.
Really?
She has her own dojo.
Oh, wow!
You have any flyers?
No. Sure don't.
Oh, man, you got a Friendster me, man. I want a flyer.
Hey, man, I got the,
Here you go.
Aha! Thanks, man.
They wheel spin out of the police pound. Smoke rises off the tires. Meanwhile, the robbers are leaving a building with their masks on.
Hold it right there!
The women first shoot the gun out of the police officer's hand and then the tire on his vehicle. They get into their red BMW and screech away.
Shots fired! Shots fired! Officer needs assistance!
North on 3rd Avenue towards Queensboro Bridge.
What?
What are you doing? We're gonna lose her. Come on, run lights. Go, go.
Why would you take the east side? The Queensboro will be a parking lot. Aw, you ain't slick. You heading west.
You're driving the speed limit. You're driving the speed limit. We're not gonna catch.
Oh, you think you slick, don't you? Perfect. You know 68 will be gridlock because Hunter College's semester just started. Guess you gonna drive through the damn school. Of course. She gonna take 5th. Hell yeah. There's plenty of room to maneuver down a museum mile. And I know your crazy ass ain't scared to get up on that sidewalk. That's what I would do. Now, if I'm right, which I believe I am, she gonna come out right about here.
Oh! The BMW flies through the crossroads directly in front of Belle. A police car in hot pursuit. A pileup ensues.
Come on, go!
Belle accelerates away, burning rubber. The women are well ahead. Belle weaves in and out of the traffic. She is gaining on them. The taxi's back. Vanessa looks in her rear view. Behind us.
Where are you?
Not anymore.
I told you! Too much talk, Grandma!
Vanessa smiles at Belle, driving alongside her.
Watch this.
Belle pulls right over to one side of the road, smashing off the wing mirror of a stationary car, scaring the driver who was doing his hair in it.
Pull over! Police, pull over the car! Pull over right now!
What?
My badge! Now pull over, this means something! It's your last chance, come on!
Vanessa smiles wickedly and spins the car 180 degrees. Like a dance, Belle synchronizes.
Okay, you trying to dip me? Not gonna happen.
A police car smashes into an oncoming vehicle while Belle and Vanessa drive past on either side.
Damn!
Vanessa spins the car again, shooting at the tires of two vehicles either side of her. The two cars swerve, creating a barrier. Belle swiftly judges the situation and begins to reverse at high speed. She then turns the car and speeds forwards towards Vanessa again. She drives alongside Vanessa and blows her a kiss. Vanessa's co-driver says, "Will you just shoot her?" Just ahead of them, a pedestrian crossing is buzzing with people. Vanessa accelerates towards them. Vanessa drives through the crowd. Belle swerves to avoid them, smashing over a water hydrant. A jet of water from the hydrant that Belle is now directly over blasts through the vents in her car bonnet like a fountain. Vanessa smiles and heads off into the distance.
Damn! It's on her ass, too.
Belle and Andy sit looking through the windscreen, awash with water.
Let me just...
Andy switches the wipers on. Belle narrows her eyes at him. Meanwhile, the BMW pulls up to a curb under a bridge and the girls get out. They change the wheels and the number plate on the car. Then they peel off the red paintwork like a thin layer of skin to reveal a shiny blue colour underneath. The red spoiler is removed from the back. The girls then rip off their black trousers and jackets to reveal sexy beachwear. They throw the clothes into a large wheelie bin and set light to them before getting back into the car. Later on a police radio.
No BMWs have come through here.
A red BMW cannot disappear twice.
I got a blue Beamer on Morningside Avenue.
Good, I'll take it.
Two police cars pull over the girls' now blue BMW. The girls wear wigs and check their appearance in the mirrors.
License and registration.
Vanessa pushes the gun in her handbag out of sight before handing over her license.
I'm gonna need you to pop the trunk for me.
A girl in the back seat takes a gun from her bag and hands it to her friend, who takes it.
I gotta open it myself, he's busting.
Vanessa heaves at the boot. The policeman's eyes drop to her bouncing bust in her bikini as she struggles. The other girl with the gun gets out.
Pardon me. Yes.
The policeman presses the button on the key fob and the boot opens.
Thank you.
Could you open the case?
Sure.
Vanessa opens the case to reveal dozens of sexy panties.
Here.
The policeman looks embarrassed.
You ladies have a nice day.
Miss Williams, give me your license. I'm taking it away from you.
What?
You heard me. You're not driving a taxi again. Let's go.
But I made her pursue that car.
Really?
Hello?
Well, her taxi cab is in violation of 27 vehicle codes. Did you make her do that, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I ordered the modifications top to bottom.
Top to bottom?
Weeks ago. So, there.
What kind of car is it?
Ford.
Ford? What model?
Nervous.
Excuse me?
Roundville.
You're an idiot. Give me the license.
Crown Victoria.
I don't know what that means.
Come on.
Will you? But see, it's the picture. It's actually a nice...
Marta.
Lieutenant.
All she's trying to do is help. Can't you just do something?
No.
We stopped three BMWs this morning. Let's take Miss Williams down so she can hear the officer's testimony. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yes, Blue Beamer. This chick didn't even know how to open the trunk.
Chick? What chick?
The driver.
Boy, she was a foxy little...
four women. And there was no money in the car. I searched it.
There's all kinds of paint.
What are you talking about?
Of course. It's a red BMW. Might as well drive an ice cream truck. The girls drove a BMW, so that's what we look for. Then they change it.
Wait a minute. You're saying that all four robbers are women?
Yeah.
And you saw them?
Yeah, last night.
Damn it. When exactly are we going to share this information with the FBI, Washburn?
I tried to tell you this morning.
Officer Preston, come with me. Let's go.
You're fired. You're not suspended. You're not on temporary leave. You're fired. Miss Williams, I'm giving this back to you with a warning. If I catch you driving that thing in my city again, it is mine. Andy, as a friend, I'm sorry.
I tried this morning. I went into...
Andy, you left me no choice. Now give me your badge.
Belle smirks and looks down. Andy pulls a dollar bill out of his pocket. The mangled badge is stuck to it. He drops it into Marta's hand. Marta considers questioning the state of the badge, but then in despair she gives up and walks away.
Hey, want to share a cab?
Yeah.
Later, back in the workshop, Belle is working on her taxi.
All I ever want to do is just be a cop, you know? I want to be like my dad, you know? My dad was a cop. You know, I let him down. I let you down. You're screwed. You can't drive this anymore.
She did not say that. She said not to let the cops catch me. You know, I can see why you like that lieutenant. She feisty. You like us feisty girls, don't you? So what's up? You gonna get at another shot?
Give another shot? She fired me.
So? Redeem yourself. Catch these thieves. Try and start this for me, please. Come on, man. Come on. Light! Want to take it for a spin?
Oh, no, thanks.
Come on, you need to practice.
No, I drive fine, and I'm not in the mood for a driving lesson.
Who said anything about a driving lesson? It's just me and a passenger seeing you driving.
It's not a driving lesson? Okay. All right, buckle up your safety belts, kids.
Hey.
Comes Washburn. Just a leisurely stroll through the evening. And here we go. Engine started. My bad. Okay. Third lights here. Good. We have drive two, which is good in case you need the second, the sequel.
Chill out and drive, man. Come on now, you just gotta relax. Just come on, let's relax. Just I said relax, not hyperventilate. Don't what you look how tight you gripping the steering wheel. Damn.
I'm trying to get in my mode here, right? I'm trying to get in the game.
Why don't you let the game come to you? Dang, see, that's your problem. You try too hard. You always overthink things. You be kicking down doors, it's already open. You're always trying to impress somebody. Me, your dad, your ex. Come on now. If you ever gonna learn how to drive, we gotta play to your strengths. And thinking ain't one of them. So, don't think.
Don't think.
No.
Mm-mm.
Just clear your mind. Relax.
Okay, relax.
Listen to some music.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna chug? Don't this shit make a nigga wanna
chug?
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna chug?
Nah, man,
that was pretty good. Hey, no, I like this one. Oh, yeah, wait. Natalie Cole, this one. Yeah, this one's my favorite. I love this one. This one, I used to listen to as a little kid, man. I used to sing it in my mirror in my bedroom.
All
right. I mean, I was, you know, supervision, everything like that.
Whatever works for you. Sing along to it.
Oh, I know what I'm singing.
Oh, come on, sing. Sing a song. I love to stand up, it's happy. And never last in love. Yes, it will now. Okay. All right. There you go.
All right, now, put it in dry.
Okay.
Who said stop singing? Sing.
And I'm all
right. Sing the damn song.
There we go.
Yes,
Albie! Shoulders
down. Yeah, Albie!
Relax, yeah.
Yes, Albie!
There you go.
It's all right, Albie! Your life is bigger than you ever be clever, so you won't be coming to me with a cover!
You got it! Hold on to the wheel. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, dude, you're driving.
Later, they knock on Andy's mum's door. Andy leaps when Jesse opens it.
Ah! Wait, Jesse, baby, please just stop bugging for 2 minutes and let me just explain to you what's been...
You okay, B? I've been worried sick.
Yeah? Baby, what are you doing here?
You left your phone here. He called and I explained everything to him. And... It's a dream.
So you're not mad at me no more?
Baby, how could I be mad at you?
You was mad at me.
I wasn't that mad.
Come on. I miss you.
I miss you too, baby.
Oh, my. This is like watching pay-per-view.
Mother! Oh, clear your throat.
You're wrong.
Hi.
Come on, let's go home.
Yes, oh, yes. No. You're not going anywhere. I made dinner.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But I made margaritas. We can order. Oh, boy, can we order.
All right, look, let's be logical about this. Let's just go through the story one more time.
Okay, yeah. Doc. BMW pulls out in front, right?
Well, see, that's the amazing thing right there, getting a parking space in Manhattan.
Yeah, Jesse's totally right. Wait a sec. How do you get a parking space in front of a bank 2 days in a row in Manhattan?
Yeah, because the only places I ever find are no parking zones. Loading zones, hospitals, or streets that are no parking for,
Flashback to the first robbery day when Bell had to swerve around a refuse lorry.
Garbage day?
Yeah, the whole side of the street is a no parking zone.
Of course. So they robbed the bank early in the morning. Then they put the cash in the garbage can. We chase the Beamer, the garbage truck picks up the cash, and they meet up later on.
Yeah, so even if you do catch them, that's why they ain't got the money on them.
The only thing they need to pull it off is a garbage man. We gotta find that garbage man.
Hey.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hold up.
We're the best.
Going?
Fly, baby.
No.
Wait. Yo, what do you want me to do with this?
I can't wait till the morning. The FBI may have already caught them by then. I mean, you know what I mean. Just keep a lookout.
Andy picks the lock to the sanitation department office.
Voila.
Wait. You don't think they have an alarm?
Come on, it's not Fort Knox. It's the Department of Sanitation. Plan B. Police, we heard the alarm. What's going on here? Everything cool?
You all right?
Officer Mullins. This is Officer...
Goodsnatch.
Hello, what do we have here? Uh-oh. Obvious B&E. Perps might be still inside. Way to stay cool, dude. Way to stay cool.
Look, they even left their lockpicks. Surely they got prints on these.
Gotta tag these. What's your name, sir?
Vern.
Ern?
Vern!
Yeah, Vern, where's the nearest...
Vern.
Where's the nearest computer, Vern?
Computers are inside. Follow me.
All right, we find out who works 36th Street from 3rd to Broadway on Wednesday. Leonard and Church on Thursday. Bang, we got our garbage man.
Okay, personnel. Roots, here we go. Sorry, 36th Wednesday. Boom, there we go. We got our man.
Anthony Scalia.
Yep, same garbage man, got both roots. You see that?
3 East 117th Street, apartment 4R. Yeah, boom, here we go. I'm getting used to your driving.
They pull up outside a residential block. Andy shoulders the front door. Finding it locked, he steps back to look at other ways in. Bell nonchalantly presses one of the buzzers.
Okay, here's the plan. I'm gonna need you to boot me up to that fire escape.
Cable!
Okay? Mrs. Scalia, it's the police, open up!
Andy kicks open the door. It springs open and then slams shut again. Bell calmly turns the handle and opens the unlocked door.
Thanks. Stay back.
They enter the apartment, which appears to have been burgled.
Damn. Hello?
Meanwhile, elsewhere, Mr. Scalia and his wife are blindfolded and tied up in a room.
One last pickup, then you are free. You bring us the cash again, then hey, we let you go, we let your wife go.
After I bring you the money, how do I know what will happen then? Per favore!
You don't. But if you go to the police, you do know what will happen. No?
The man looks to Mrs. Scalia. Mr. Scalia looks grave as he leaves the building. One of the women shoots at a target, while another encases money into the side of a car door.
So, that's the best way over here. Mm-hmm. Getting from here, and I think the best way out is probably from here, so we can make it faster.
The man grimaces at the gunshot noise. He approaches his car.
Resta.
Ready?
Your car, sir.
Okay, girls. Time to go.
Now don't transfer me again. I need the garbage out of Anthony Scalia, okay? It's an emergency. Now!
Look, it was on the fridge. He works midtown today, then he's off for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. It's got to be today.
Yep.
Give me Lieutenant Robbins. This is Washburn. Martin, Lieutenant.
Look, whatever you're going to say, I don't want to get into this right now. I'm busy. I got FBI all over my ass.
Lieutenant? With all due respect, Lieutenant...
I just can't hear you right
now. Shut up, Marta! Now, look. They're using garbage trucks to get the money out, okay? Both robbers were on the same garbage man's route. We went to his house. There's gonna be another robbery this morning. I know. I'm 100% sure. Please trust me, will you?
What bank?
It's gonna happen somewhere between 23rd and 34th, east of 5th.
The girls in disguise enter a bank, punching the security guard at the entrance.
Whoa, whoa, pull over. Stop. Pull over.
One of the girls leaves the building, dumping two black sacks into a bin. Vanessa waits in the car outside. Belle and Andy grin at each other.
One squad car? 15 minutes. She didn't believe me.
So what we gonna do?
Andy gets his gun out just as seven squad cars pull up and Marta gets out of first. Vanessa's smile drops from her face as she waits in the BMW.
Hold back! Oh!
Hey, grab somebody.
Drop your weapons and step out of the car!
Vanessa steps out of the car in high heels. Her long, slim legs are shown off beautifully in a very short mini wraparound skirt.
In this skirt? I don't think so. Now, I'm going to drive away. And if I see any cops, the kid dies.
Okay, girls, let's go.
Wait. Hey? Can't let you take him. Look, take me.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay. Come here.
Get over here. Spread him. Let's make sure you're not wearing a wire.
Vanessa pushes Marta against the car and slides her hands down her body, stopping to clutch her buttocks on the way down. Andy raises his eyebrows as Vanessa slides her hands back up Marta's legs.
Turn around.
Damn.
Vanessa stands very close to Marta and slides her hands either side of her breasts, squeezing and pressing them together on the way down. The police watching stand with their mouths wide open.
Oh, Jesus. Would you take me too?
Okay, get in the car. Come on.
Any cops follow me, she dies.
Belle, gotta do something.
All units, be on the lookout for a blue BMW headed north on Park Avenue.
This is Air Unit 1070. We lost him. We have no visual of the suspects. Suspects last seen in the vicinity of 42nd and Vanderbilt near Grand Central Station.
The BMW is driving through the crowds of people inside the station. They fling themselves out of the way as it approaches. Their belongings are left scattered across the floor.
Washburn, you stay out of this, all right? Whatever you got planned, don't do it.
I don't got a plan.
All units. Suspects are still at large. Last seen.
Calling my own backup.
A refuse truck pulls up.
Hey.
Suspects
are
armed and dangerous.
Mario!
Yo, Belle, what's going on, girl?
Yo, listen. I need your help.
Mrs. Scalia, I'm a police officer.
Come on, fellas. Who's got him? Who's got him?
We're still looking. We haven't seen anything yet.
In the BMW, you shouldn't have brought the cop. You can kill her when we're past the Poconos. Meanwhile, Mario races through the traffic on his bike.
Got him. 57th and 3rd northbound. Damn! They're probably at 65th Street heading north. Damn.
We don't have anybody up there. We're gonna lose them.
I'm on my way.
Back at the building where Mrs. Scalia is being held, Bell stands with a black sack dressed in overalls and a baseball cap. The captor looks at the bag through the letterbox.
Finalmente,
huh? Hey, how you doing? I got your money.
Here's the one.
Oh, shoot, you got a gun.
Andy leaps down on the man from above. Mario bounces up onto a pavement and watches as the BMW flies by.
If they get past 125th, we're gonna lose them.
Mario cycles after the car. Catching up with it, he leans his elbow onto the back and gets pulled along.
Ah, you got punked.
Sit down.
You okay, Mr. Lee? It's okay. There you go. Come on, you get out of here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my face. Thank you.
The girls pull up in a leafy residential street. Mario watches them. A young boy of about 13 approaches Vanessa as she gets out of the car.
Well, that's a cool car. You can have it. Have fun.
We can chase him for a little while.
Oh. Where's Marta?
Who's Marta?
Come on, where'd they go?
I don't know. They never tell me anything. I swear.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Look at all this money.
Look, I'm just going to take a couple thousand for the damage to my cab. Because ain't nobody paying for that quick enough. Oh, my God. Shoot. Hello?
All right, check it out. They stopped off at Marcus Garvey Avenue and 122nd. They're switching into two silver Beamers, M3s.
Put on the phone.
Excuse me, Ma.
What?
You got a phone call.
Hello?
Chasing you around the city has been so much fun. And this tip, girl?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your money.
We got it. We got your money, all of it. Hey, tell her.
Tell her.
See, it's in Gennaro. And that cop that was chasing you, he's not a real cop.
Shut up. He is a real cop. He just got fired.
What do you want, Cabby?
I tell you what I want.
What I want? Trade.
I want to trade the money for the girl.
I always wanted to say some shit like that.
Deal.
Yeah, all right.
We make the exchange on 125th Street and 12th Avenue.
3 minutes, no tricks.
Yeah, 3 minutes, whatever.
All right, let's get the rest of the money in the bag.
Yo, my phone!
You heard her, Mullins. You got 3 minutes. I haul ass and stay out of sight.
Don't worry. We'll have the roadblock all set up. Don't wait for us.
Either backup is lying really low or they just not here yet.
What if she doesn't take the bait?
The two Beamers screech around the corner and pass the waiting Bell and Andy.
Change of plans.
I thought we had a deal.
Never said I was stopping. Follow me and make this change and they go. That's if we can keep up with that heat.
Bell looks at Andy before opening the panel in her car with the switches for modification. The taxi changes into its sportier model and speeds away. Mullins passes them going in the opposite direction.
Turn the car around!
Don't wait for me. You must have thought he sounded so cool saying that.
Come on, Washburn, what are we doing? We need a plan.
I'm working on it.
Bell's taxi is in between the two Beamers as they speed over a bridge. Police cars start to assemble to form a roadblock in the distance. The three cars race through them, narrowly avoiding the last of the squad cars forming the line across the road. The three cars now drive abreast as Vanessa shouts to Bell in the middle.
Give me the cash now or I shoot the girl!
All right, just calm down!
Andy spots an unfinished road on his map.
I got a plan. But we need to stop.
What?
Start the transfer, but don't complete it. Trust me.
All right.
They begin to pass the money bag through the window to Vanessa's car, and Marta prepares to climb aboard from the other car.
Too early, not yet! Trust me!
Two lorries ahead of them drive abreast.
Hey, these two big trucks coming up. Is this part of your plan, too?
Vanessa's car and the taxi squeeze between the trucks. The other car drops back. A motorcycle rides between the two cars, and Marta has to arch her body up as he rides under her.
Get me in! Get me in!
We gotta go,
what are you talking about?
Hey, you got a car,
They break apart and a car drives between them. Then they come back together again as the other beamer attempts to get to Belle's other side to collect the money bag. A sign reads Air Cargo Terminal Exit.
The exit's coming up, we need them to take it!
This way, less traffic!
Give me the cash, no more gates!
Girl first!
No, girl first!
No, we'll switch same time!
On three!
One!
Two!
Two! Three!
The switch is made as they smash through bollards. Belle brakes and the two beamers carry on going. The road ahead ends and the two cars fly through the air, landing on an isolated section of bridge. They are trapped. They spin the cars to face Belle, who is safely on the other side of the abyss. The girls get out of their cars. They're frustrated. Vanessa strides to the edge of the drop.
Wait.
Yeah!
Vanessa aims her gun at them and begins shooting. They race behind the taxi.
Hang in there.
He's got it.
No, he don't got it.
He's got it. You got it, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm letting the game come to me.
That's where I'll be! That's where I'll be!
When I'm waiting for Oren.
That's where I'll be!
Why are you singing?
Don't stop singing.
You don't... Why is he singing?
He sings. Don't stop.
He sings?
And park in a white zone, but not...
The taxi smashes through the front window of the hospital. The receptionist rises up through the brick dust from behind her desk, a look of amazement on her face, the phone still attached to her ear. Belle smiles at Andy.
Okay, let's get this woman to surgery! Come on, move it! Prep her! Quickly! Come on, get to stepping, people! There ain't nothing for you to see here! Move it!
Sometime later...
Welcome, NASCAR race fans. We got a lot going on this weekend. Several NASCAR racing divisions are represented here today. And rookie driver Belle Williams, with her new sponsor, the Banks of New York, is taking to the track for the first time ever to rent practice for her racing division.
The back of Belle's taxi reads, sponsored by the Banks of New York. Andy and Marta approach, looking like a gangster in his mole.
The whole crew stands to make money on this one, because y'all bet on it.
Hey, you know where your money's good at. All right, check the stack on those tires, man.
Right.
Hey!
Yo, you got visitors.
Hey!
Oh my gosh, you look great! That's so cool!
Yeah.
You look so cool!
Hey!
Wow, you look great!
Well, what do you think, huh? It's our latest undercover assignment. Russian mafia.
Ah, okay, I'll buy it.
So, how are your new sponsors treating you, huh?
Oh, good, check it out. They have hooked me up.
This is unbelievable, it's great. I remember saving this one, Hey, Jesse.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, don't tell me. What do you got here? Probably 358 CI, 4-barrel carb. 720 horsepower, 8,500 RPM.
I'm impressed.
Oh, he's got it written on his hand.
Mom.
Come on.
Oh, Jesse. Come on. Let's have a cold one, okay?
I'll be with you in a minute, all right?
She really needs a cold one.
You watch your ass out there, baby.
I will.
It's mine.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, oh, dude, we got split. Party time.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Let's go. Bye.
I thought there was a moment there. Did you not? You keep giving me signals.
No signals. There's no moment.
There'll be others. There'll be others.
Hey, take care of yourself, Favo. And don't do nothing crazy or stupid, all right?
Crazy and stupid's my style.
Andy walks backwards into a display.
Is that yours?
Oh, my God.
That's your boy. That's your boy. Okay, come on. You ready to do this or what?
All the cars are heading out to the track. Practice is now underway. And we have a special announcement on the Jumbotron for Banks of New York driver Bell Williams from Jesse.
The Jumbotron screen reads, Bell, will you marry me?
Oh my God! Yes, 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 of course I will!
The screen reads, I'll be waiting in the winner's circle.
And we see NASCAR's Premier Series driver Jeff Gordon returning to the garage lead with the set.
Congratulations, Bell.
Thanks, Jeff.
You ready?
Ready to try a smoky?
All right, let's do this thing.
All right, let's do it.
Jeff pulls away, followed by Belle. A series of outtakes follows. The end.
What's up, bro? How you doing? Yeah. Yeah?
Sorry. I bit her butt.
Mark.
Oh!
All right, here we go. Here comes Junior.
What the way? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, where in the car?
Don't pat on the left, just pull it. Don't say it, don't spray it.
You think you're after computers?
No, I think they're after your balls. Yeah, they're after the computers. The next time you guys are in Havana, you give me a call, we'll come over, play PlayStation, you know, play, you know, hang out, you'll eat a gordita, you know, which is a taco inside another taco, soft inside of a hard one, more beef, and then beans, and then more beef, another taco, and then into another one.
You must be starving, little baby. Oh.
Door panel on the left.
You make me mad, dude.
Door me. Panel on the left.
Yeah.
Just pull it.
All right, I'm telling you.
Baby. Be there. I don't know why I'm putting the phone here.
Yeah, maybe your shoulder has something to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Just pull it. Just grab it.
I know, no, just grab it's better.
I can't believe this day. This is the worst day of my life. I felt like Barry White's illegitimate white grandson.